Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop surveying the world and all the troubles within it. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, I'm just up here contemplating Babylon.
I tell you what, this is really starting to roll. Seems to me this latest Trump-Mueller raid is a last-ditch attempt to try and bring Trump down. What's your take on it? I don't know what Napolitano of Fox News has said. He's usually pretty accurate. I have no idea really what he really thinks about it, but I would think that this is a big deal, actually. What do you think?
I think that this move absolutely is unconstitutional to the core. And, see, that's what we get away from. When we have somebody like Mueller, part of the deep state, as some of I've heard today call a mob mentality, you know, basically some of the lawyers said this is not about law and order. This is about a mob mentality to force others to submit to your will. And that's what we've got in America. And if the people in America cannot understand what's occurring in Washington, D.C., then I have to admit, Stuart, they absolutely deserve what they're going to get.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. They're just sitting on their couch and they're too lazy to get up and protest. But there is a client-attorney privilege here that's been violated, and they probably found some judge that could care less about the Constitution. We got those scattered everywhere nowadays, so it's probably not very hard to find one that'll issue a warrant to sort of make it quasi-legal, even if it isn't, and on it goes. But to raid the personal attorney of Trump is showing signs of, to me, desperation that they have pulled out all the plugs to try and topple Trump, which could be kind of dangerous because we really don't know who Trump is. But what would be the easiest way to negate all this? Wouldn't it be to go to war?
I listened to Lou Dobbs a little earlier, and he announced America's already at war. He said we're at war with ourselves. He said this is a civil war occurring even in our own government. And that's what we're seeing, Stuart. And I wonder, Jeremiah talks about a time like this, but eventually you get the violence in the streets.
Yes. Yeah, this is ruler against ruler for sure, and it's going in every direction it can go in. And pretty soon it'll. And we even have governors against governors. We have governors against the feds, feds against the governors. On and on it goes, just like Jeremiah the prophet said it would. We have empty borders, or open borders, I should say, exactly as Jeremiah said would happen, and we will be filled with men, aliens, who will come in and then rise up and probably take to the streets. And all kinds of lawlessness is going on. So, yeah, I guess in a way it doesn't surprise me what's going on, but it does seem to me that this is a final attempt. And what happens if Trump rebounds from all this what do you suppose they'll try next if this doesn't work? I'm a little bit concerned about what might come next.
Well, there's actually, I saw a report come out earlier yesterday talking about the last card in the deck, basically, in the New World Order deck is if they can't get rid of you any other way, and in that report, it said that the New World Order wanted rid of three people immediately, and they were talking about Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Mohammed bin Salman.
Oh, So these people, they are targeting, are throwing monkey wrench into the cogs of the New World Order, I guess one could say. Well, you've often called Trump and Netanyahu, for sure, wild cards that are basically not necessarily very controllable. And who knows anything about this Salman character? Stan, you know, Deo has done a lot of research on him, and he's told us to watch him very closely. And I noticed he was on the cover of Time magazine, Man of the Year or something like that.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because you remember he also gave the pronouncement recently that Israel has a right to its capital and also to exist. And there was such an uproar that the king himself had to come out and somewhat verbally rebuke Mohammed, who's only a crown prince at the moment and waiting. And the king didn't go along with that. However, Mohammed bin Salman then came out again, and he's standing behind Israel and Israel's attack on the Syrian air base, you know, the last day or so. And, you know, I have to say that there's at least three or four cards, wild cards, in that deck. And that's why I link Trump, Netanyahu, and Salman, no matter who they are, in the wild card bunch, because they actually do not go along with the New World Order crowd. I mean, they balk at a lot of the things the New World Order's plans show.
So then we've got another wild card, Vladimir Putin, who has issued, I don't know how many threats. We can get into some of those threats because I think they're underestimating Putin, number one, and his resolve to back up what those threats have said. You know, Obama had a number of red lines and they were all crossed and it meant nothing. Trump has been very boisterous towards North Korea, who has repeatedly crossed what appeared to be a red line with Trump, and Trump did nothing. But it seems like there's kind of a house cleaning going on. Is this retaliation for Trump slowly but surely removing some of the deep state, or are we just watching a stage play here for the benefit of the masses while the real story goes kind of under the cover, so to speak? What do you think?
Well, I have to say, Stuart, that if this is a stage play, it's a very, very dangerous stage play because of the fact we know a few people like JFK and others who, you know, it got very serious for them, matter of fact. And, that's what's interesting. It's definitely ruler against ruler, as you said, right out of the Bible. But I don't think we realized how incredibly complex ruler against ruler is.
Yeah. I mean, it's going in every direction. It's kind of like an implosion or chaos within governing bodies. And where does this thing stop? But what is interesting to me is the date that it appears that Trump may have picked. Do you think he is? Now, the latest tweet that he gave indicates that he is going to use a military option, but doesn't tell us when, how, or what. What's your take on that? I mean, I got the impression that he is definitely going to do something. And he really does believe that this is an attack, this chemical attack. I'm not convinced at all. It looks to me like a false flag. I can't imagine Assad, who's about ready to win the war, would do something like that. But I can imagine CIA, deep state, doing something like that and then blaming it on Assad so that we will go in there and who knows? Is this Isaiah 17? Or are we going to take out Damascus? Or is this just going to be another, I'll poke your eye, you poke mine?
Have you ever seen a guy gassing up his car at a gas station and smoking?
Well, sometimes you wonder, but yeah, I know what you mean. I think this is going to get real serious real quick.
Syria is such a fireball, if you will. It's like powder, ground up gunpowder everywhere, and all it takes is one match. And you know well as I do, Stuart, that we're really on the cusp of World War III at the moment. And what's interesting about this strange attack by Israel right after this situation, now Israel claims that no matter who used the chemical warfare, that's within 40 miles of their border, and they're not going to tolerate that. But one thing you got to admit, Netanyahu did not call Putin and warn that he was going to hit Syria, and he did. But he did call Trump and tell him he was going to hit Syria, and then they hit Syria. They haven't admitted it yet, but we know that's what happened.
Yes.
The odd thing is, Stuart, on this, this took the pressure of an immediate response off of Trump. In other words, the Israeli missile strike on the Russian, Iranian, and Syrian air base by Hamas took the pressure off of an immediate reaction on Trump and gave Trump 24 to 48 hours to make a decision. So that is a plus. Now, the interesting thing, you asked me a question about what I thought was going to happen. Well, if you listen to Trump's interview this evening late, and I know you did, right at the end, I mean the last 10 seconds of his interview, a reporter yelled at him, said, "What are you going to do in Syria?" And he said, and he replied, "We have a number of military options to use there." And then he replied, and he said, "You'll probably only know after the fact." Now, I place that as a clue.
Yeah, so he could attack at any time. What's interesting to me is the timing. Here's what he said. President Trump said he'll decide in the next 24 to 48 hours whether to retaliate militarily for the suspected chemical weapons attack in Syria. Well, today's the 9th. Tomorrow would be the 10th, and then comes 4/11, which is a huge date. And the reason I say to people who are not familiar with 4/11, that is the very date that in 1996, Comet Hyakutake crossed Satan's head in the heavens, the star Algol. Exactly 1 year later, on April 11th, Hail Bob crossed the star of Agol, right over it, and formed a perfect cross in the heavens, signifying that the work of Christ was almost complete. And I say almost because things take a while to unfold, but that was a sign in the heavens, definitely, that marked 4/11 as a key date that everybody should be watching. And so I decided I'll look it up and just see what has happened on 4/11. Here's some of the what I found. There's a tremendous amount of things, obviously. But in 1945, during World War II, American soldiers liberated the Nazi concentration camp of Buchenwald in Germany. So that's a liberation. 1901, construction of the Empire State Building was completed. That's kind of interesting, too, because of the New World Order, New York City or New York State of New York being the empire state of the New World Order, Babylon, New York, blah, blah. 1965, 51 tornadoes struck 6 Midwestern cities, killed 256 people, injured 5,000 more. It was known as Palm Sunday tornado outbreak. 1968, Lyndon Johnson signs the Civil Rights Act, 1968. That's kind of a liberation. Then on April 11th in 2012, really known as a day of earthquakes, and earthquakes usually are judgment from the Lord and a warning of future judgment, 8.6 magnitude earthquake hits off the coast of Indonesia, and it was followed by an 8.2 aftershock. What I'm getting at is, do you think Trump will strike April 11th. Makes you wonder,
well,
doesn't
again,
it?
Yeah, there again, you know, I know you've been warning about 4/11 for a while now, and what's interesting is we know that the ships are already out there because Russia's been raising sand about them being in the Red Sea. These are missile-firing ships in the Red Sea, the Persian Gulf, and the Mediterranean. They've circled Syria, with U.S. missiles. And what's the odds that all of this would kind of come to a head about now? Israel would actually initiate a missile strike across Russian radars and hit the same, the very base that the Russians, Iranians, and the Syrians are in. It's a joint base in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And then thereby put off an attack till possibly, 4/10 or 4/11. I mean, what's the odds? The odds are really against all that occurring and for all of this to line up for 4/11. So I don't know. We got to watch.
Yeah, this is definitely, folks, a heads up for the next week or more. We could have war anytime. It could break out anytime because Russia, let me just read some of the things. Russia says it warned the United States of grave repercussions if Syria was attacked. Russian UN ambassador, I can't say his name because I can't pronounce it, said on Monday that Moscow has warned the United States of grave repercussions if it carries out an attack against Syrian government forces over reports of a deadly chemical weapons attack. So we've had that warning. Then another headline, Russia says chemical attack in Syria was fake news and warns against any intervention. False flag was designed to justify a potential military strike from the outside, claims the Russian Foreign Ministry. What do you make of these attacks? You know, Putin, a couple of years ago, said that World War III was basically inevitable. It was coming. There was no way to stop it. And he was kind of scolding media when he said that. And I don't know if you could call him stupid, but that's basically what he meant, that they did not realize what was really happening behind the scenes and that we were going to have to go to war, and there was no way it could be stopped. And I do remember that Obama once made the remark that we were going to have World War III and he could not prevent it. So if you take Putin's remark and then you take Obama's remark, does that not indicate that there's a global cartel above both of them, run by Satan himself, that's orchestrating all of this? And that neither leader could stop it, even if they wanted to. And, of course, the Lord is behind all of it, ultimately, because he allows it. What do you think?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You was talking about the fake news and the hoax and the false flag, rhetoric. Debkafile put out a report, and their report says Syria chemical warfare hard to pin down by facts in Douma, Syria, as well as Salisbury, UK. So here we have Israeli sources indicating and comparing the chemical weapon attack in Douma, Syria, with the very odd attack in the Salisbury, UK, and they ended their report. They said it seems more the matter of politics, which basically means, Stuart, fake news, hoax, false flags, and if this is going to go forward, you know good and well that, listen, the deep state people like McCain have been screaming the last day or so for war. They want an attack on Russia or Syria or both. So we've got the so-called war machine in the background of the deep state that's already focused on Russia and Syria. And matter of fact, the focus seems to be turning from North Korea because I saw a report today where Trump had stalled the meeting between him and Kim Jong-un, saying now that it would be later in May or possibly even June because of this situation in the Middle East. So it's very serious. Just absolutely very serious.
Well, there has been some prophecies, I know, and I don't have them in front of me, so I can't repeat them, but it was more or less that the war probably would start in Syria, or Syria would be used to foment this next war that we're going to have. Here's another warning from Russia. Russia warns only two options left for United States: begin retreat or destroy the world. In other words, you either get out of Syria because you have no legal right to be there, or we're going to go to World War III, which, of course, would then destroy the world. Now, a lot of this may be just rhetoric and, you know, like two fighters squaring off before the blows are being thrown. But it seems like you're right. I mean, they want a war. I think they have to have a war in order for the phoenix bird to rise up out of the ashes, just like prophecy says. And if you look at our eagle, so-called eagle, the American eagle on our great seal, it's not an eagle. Actually, it's a phoenix bird. And rising up out of the ashes of the old order to bring in the new world order. And it's just fascinating to me that all of this is happening. And why would Putin be continually warning about World War III? And I think he has been. I think he's been warning right along. Here's just something from Sort Your Falls, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. An interesting new Security Council report states that President Putin is now warning that hard evidence has been received that U.S.-created Islamic terrorists in Syria, and that's true. We already know who created the those people out there, aligned with the American shadow government, deep state, are in preparation for conducting a false flag attack, which they did. And so this is kind of interesting. They already knew ahead of time what was happening. And that's what makes me wonder if this all isn't just orchestrated. And it's kind of following like the Armageddon script, because we have those Chinese warships now down in the South China Seas. And are they not going to confront our carriers down there, I think?
Well, that's the plan, but if our carriers are smart, they'll be really wise to stay out of range, because there are reports that I've read that say that the Chinese also have their carrier killer missiles on both ends of the Yellow Sea, or the South China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a trap, Stuart. You know, you was exactly right. I believe you was exactly right when you said that whole thing was a setup. It was a trap all along.
Yeah, I think it is. I haven't changed my mind, and I don't believe Kim for one second. I read an article where they said, oh, he's going to negotiate now. He wants to disarm. Well, if that's true, then why is all this activity going on in his nuclear test sites? And they're also saying he's probably going to fire another missile in the very near future. So how do you square those two concepts? Oh, I'm going to disarm. Don't mind my fooling around with this nuclear thing I've got. I'm just experimenting. I don't mean anything by it. Are we that stupid or what? Or are we actually watching the Armageddon script take place, where trouble begins in North and South Korea, South China Sea, China takes Taiwan, trouble in the Middle East, trouble in the Balkans? That's the Armageddon script. Our military can't take it. I mean, we couldn't fight three or four fronts. We'd lose on every one of them. What do you think?
We don't have the military to fight with anymore. And Trump, if you'll remember, over the last few days before this chemical attack, remember Trump said, I'm fixing to get us out of Syria. We need to get out of Syria. Remember that?
Yes.
And
yep.
Then the deep state and all of them went crazy, and now they're wanting war, and they're wanting it right now. What is wrong with the American people? Why aren't the American people in the streets? What is wrong with them? Do they really want to be incinerated?
I don't think they believe that that could ever happen here, but it's going to happen here. All they got to do is read the prophecies. We've been warning for a year who America is. Well, they won't even accept that, let alone the salvation doctrines of the Bible. They won't even accept who we are. Oh, we couldn't possibly be Babylon the Great. That's just not possible. You're way overreaching. It's ridiculous, and it couldn't be true. Well, unfortunately, it doesn't matter whether they believe it. It is true. It's all happening exactly as Jeremiah and Isaiah in the book of Revelation says. We are Babylon, and we are going to be hit, and we're going to go down with a thud, just like Dimitri Dudeman said we would in his prophecies. But I think first we got some hard times ahead. And, Trump sending his troops down there along the border. Well, troops can keep people out, but they can also keep people in. And I read an article, I don't know whether you saw it, I can't even vet it. Turner on his radio show said something about that the FEMA camps down in South, and this is interesting because that's where Jade Helm was operating, have been activated. Have you heard anything about that? This is all coming together at about the same time.
Well, it's coming together about the same time that no one is objecting to total, complete surveillance of the American people. And as a matter of fact, One American News is the only one I've seen so far that actually had a special over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, exposing total surveillance in America and really reporting again on what Edward Snowden had warned. And of course, you know, when we say that, people think we're unpatriotic. We're just trying to save people's lives and save their kids and save their future. But it appears they're not interested in that.
No, I don't think they are either, and the surveillance under Trump has increased dramatically. In fact, we just got word that Facebook had turned over millions of records to the FBI, I suppose, or Homeland Security, millions of records from Facebook, without even a warrant, just turned them over. Is that Zuckerberg or whatever his name is that runs Facebook? They're liars.
Yeah.
They lie through their teeth. And I remember that there was an NSA, he was the leader, I think he was a 4 or 5 star general, I can't remember what his name was, and he said he loved Facebook and Twitter, came right out and said it, that it made their job so much easier for total surveillance. And you may remember, what was the name of that thing that they brought out, Total Information Awareness. And they even had a logo for it, which was totally satanic. And people raised a little bit of ruckus. So they said, well, we're going to disband it. Well, they didn't disband it. They just shipped it out to different universities. It's still going on. And why do we have such a huge facility? Where is that? Over in Utah or one of those places? Remember where, I can't remember. I think it was Homeland Security or an NSA, huge facility filled with these supercomputers to keep tabs on everybody. And this is going to continue, folks. They have to have this. If you're going to move into a police state, the first thing that happens is you start very slowly implementing what you can call pre-crime, where you collect data on people, you develop a dossier on them, a profile, and if the state feels that you might be a danger to what they propose, they simply go out, arrest you, and put you in a FEMA camp. Well, anyway, here's the headline, and I think this category U.S. National News, breaking news, FEMA / Rex 84 camps being opened for illegal aliens in Texas, Arizona, Nevada, and California. Attorney General Jeff Sessions notified all U.S. attorney offices along the southwest border, remember Jade Helm, where they were, of a new zero-tolerance policy for offenses under 8 U.S. Code 1325A, which prohibits both attempted illegal entry and illegal entry into the United States by an alien. In order to accommodate the sudden surge of arrestees, camps have set up in California, Nevada, Arizona, and Texas by FEMA for the long-dormant Rex 84 emergency program are now staffed, supplied, and they are open, he says. The implementation of the Attorney General's zero-tolerance policy comes as the Department of Homeland Security reported a 203% increase in illegal border crossings from March 2017 to March 2018, 37% increase from February 2018 to March 2018, largest month-to-month increase since 2011. Situation at the southwest border is unacceptable. Congress has failed to pass effective legislation that serves the national interest. That closes dangerous loopholes and fully funds a wall along. So he's going to take the money, make it into a national deal where he can use the military, which is actually what he's done, right? I think they've already arrived.
Some have arrived and others are on the way, and the last reports I heard was they're also going to be armed. They're not going to be helpless. They're going to have weapons. And there's probably more to this than meets the eye. You got to remember, John Bolton just came in.
That's right. Yep.
You know, and yeah, matter of fact, he came in today. This was his first day. And he said, well, this is a pretty big Monday with a crisis already, you know. And, you know, Pompeo is now, you know, they're trying to get him, I guess you could say, certified by Congress, which may take forever. But, you know, that's the main thing. That's the main trouble. This is what's interesting, Stuart. You know, the people vote in a president to take over a government, a national government, and they don't give him any help. I mean, it's just him and them. And, you know, he's done an almost impossible job, but I've got a feeling that, you know, you remember Dan Gordon wrote the book about the major attacks, terrorist attacks that are going to come through Mexico. And, well, maybe Trump heard about it, and he's trying to shut down the border to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my problem with the whole thing is this can turn against the American people. Once you start going after people, it's perfectly legit. They have absolutely no right to be here. And they should be put away somewhere until they can be taken back to the country they come from. And we are being invaded. The Lord even says we're being invaded. I believe it's the Lord himself that's doing it because he has an agenda to bring down the United States. Number one, because the Christians really are so apostate, and we were given so many blessings by the Lord. You'll find all the blessings, folks, in Deuteronomy chapter 28. But what's very sad about all that, you also will find all the curses of Deuteronomy 28. And we are now under almost all the curses because we have turned our back upon the Lord.
Yeah, and here's another curse.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just watching Fox News just now, and it says, breaking news, says CNN cuts away from the Syria situation to cover Stormy Daniels. And that's the idiocy of this, Stuart. That's what this country is focused on. And I want to bring something up. Remember Barry Rothman run a Torah
code? Yes, the Bible codes.
Trump, yeah, Trump, Tramp, and the validation of Stormy Daniels. And you remember how Barry Rothman made a comment after he read his own Torah code. He said, unclean lesbian, porno star, prostitute, Stormy D, tries to bring down Trump as Mueller looks for ways to join her in the filth quest. And if you will, in the entire list of terms in the Matrix, you know, there's Stormy D and Mueller together. Yeah, And what happened today? Mueller dealt with the FBI to raid Cohen's apartment and his office, who is Trump's personal attorney that actually handled the Stormy Daniels deal. So we now have proof that this is exactly what Mueller is going to join Stormy Daniels to bring down Trump. The Torah code knew all along.
Yeah. Well, of course, the Lord doesn't know anything, you know, how that goes with most people. They don't even believe there is a Lord, let alone, you know, there's no creator. We don't need to pay any attention to that. And so we're beginning to catch the, the backside swats of the Lord. I remember Red Elk said one thing to get a tap on your butt by the Lord, quite another to get a spanking. And we're going to get a spanking. And it's going to be the demise of the United States, unfortunately, and all the people can do that are Christians, that are trying to, do all the right things. Well, they're going to have a rough ride, but I do believe the Lord will protect his people through at least the beginnings of this thing. But it is going to get really, really nasty. And I guess the only reason I brought up the Rex 84, that was designed, as was Jade Helm, to get rid of dissidents. And we got to watch very closely what direction this actually does take. And who wins the war? Is Trump really for real and he's trying to make a deal for the American people? Or is this all a big setup? We'll find out, I think, really, really soon. But either way it goes, it's going to end very, very badly, not only for the United States, but for the world at large. We're a fallen race. We're a fallen humanity. And we've ignored what the Lord told us to do. And so, I guess, what do you say? You know, punishment comes. How else do you word it? A curse is a punishment. Yeah, go ahead.
It's almost humorous, Stuart. You know, you're talking about, you know, like you said, they don't believe there's a creator. And I would challenge them. I'm wondering, well, where did time come from? You know, past, present, and future, you know. It's like, you know, that's not even apropos. And I challenge them to go open the door right now. Run to the door, open the door, and step into the past, or open the door and step into the future. You know, mankind is so smart. Do one of those two things anytime you choose. You know, you're in control. And that's what's interesting. They find themselves continually trapped in the present. They can't get out of it. Now, we know there's devices that they can go around that. Some of the black projects, they're working some of those things, and CERN and others. But it's so interesting. How can you believe, you know, that you're trapped in the present because you can't step into yesterday or tomorrow and not believe there's a creator? It's such a challenge. You know, they have no answer, Stuart. You know, they always want to say that whatever you say is not true, but they don't have one truth to present to you. They even think that Lucifer doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know. Satan doesn't exist at all, and, of course, mankind's basically on his own, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's New Age, and the New Age philosophy is coming up very, very rapidly. It's been around for a long time, but it's coming up now, and it's all anti-God, anti-Christ to the core. And we will not have this man rule over us. Well, okay, if you won't have the Creator himself rule over you, then guess who will? Like Bobby Dylan said, you got to serve the Lord or you got to serve the devil, but you're going to serve somebody. So there you got it. And I guess American people have chosen to serve the devil. I think Halloween shows us how... I think for several years now, the money spent on Halloween and all the hideous costumes and masks and all of that actually exceeds the money spent on Christmas. Now, if that's not a statement as to where the United States really is, I don't know what is. And, of course, this is what happens. Any nation that forgets God is turned into hell. And we are rapidly being turned into hell. All you got to do is go into the inner core cities and the people that are living there, those people, the poor people that are trapped there. It's I don't know. It's hideous what's going on. Let's get into that other one that he did too, Barry did, the last one he did that you have.
He did one actually today, and it's under construction still, but I went ahead and gleaned a little of it to share with you guys. Barry Rothman on April the 9th, 2018, new Torah Code Matrix entitled Torah Shows a Border Wall Beats a Border Fence. And you would think, Americans would, with one eye and half sense, if you will, would understand that, but they don't. But anyway, let me give you this. There's seven points in this, and it's kind of interesting. The points are, number one, the wall has not been broken. Number two, Gaza. Number three, Israel. Number four, Persia, which is Iran. Number five, war. Number six, Netanyahu. Number seven, fence. And what's so interesting about that, if you remember, Israel has a wall, but around Gaza, they've only got a fence, and that's the one where they've been catching hell, if you will. That's the ones they're trying to, the Palestinians are trying to break through and to breach. And they're finding out the fence is not as good as a wall. So the Torah code stands for the wall, and we got a Trump. President Trump trying to build a wall under America's southern belly that's very open, and the people, and they don't want him to do it. And here you got a Torah code that says the smart thing is the wall, not so much the fence. And we're actually antipodal in our thinking, Stuart, because America simply wants a fence. If anything, they don't want our wall. And the Torah code says the wall is that shows wisdom. The fence is just basically stupid. You're just going to have trouble right and left over that. But I can't convince anybody. But what's interesting, though, it this situation in Gaza, which I think Barry was looking into, indicates Iran, which appears to be behind all of it, trying to bring on the war, which they are doing.
Yeah. Well, we are stupid. I mean, really. I think the Lord must look down at humanity and he must think, gee, these people are sub-Neanderthals. How do I start? How do I teach them anything? It'd be like you just can't seem. They don't want to hear it, so they just close their ears. Here's a headline that's kind of interesting. I'll take your comment on it. U.S. Air Force's retreat from Russian red line after Syrian air defense obliterate Israeli missile strike. Now, this is from the Russian side where they say that they shot down some of those things that Israel had launched. And they say Russian Federal News Agency, and of course this is propaganda from both sides, releases first pictures of failed Israeli airstrike on the T-4 air base in Syria, showing only minimal damage. So this is kind of interesting to get both sides. And here we are. We have the Bible left, don't we? And we're getting awful close to Isaiah 17. Got to be.
Well, yeah, we seem to be. Now, I did see this evening late before the show, Fox News was and One America News both was showing some of the satellite images after the attack. And there was a lot of planes and, there was a lot of stuff damaged. I understand about eight or more missiles got through the Russian radar and did quite a bit of damage on that air base. And of course, as I said, that was a joint air base. It was Russian, Iranian, and Syrian. And so that took a lot for Israel to attack. They basically attacked Russia, Iran, and Syria at the very same time. So yeah, we're very close to Isaiah 17. It does appear so. And that's what you remarked yesterday when I was talking to you. You said, because of the Israelis, somebody destroys Damascus.
Yes. Here's something that's kind of interesting. Number one, Trump announces plan to pull out of Syria. Number two, establishment strongly against it. We could say deep state strongly against it. Three, Russian warns of a potential false flag chemical attack. Number four, chemical attack happens despite Syria being on the verge of winning the war. Something just doesn't add up here. I thought that was kind of cute. There's something going on here we don't even know about.
Well, I heard that, Stuart. Let me comment there because I did hear Fox talking earlier, and a lot of the not only the political but military people were very confused because they said, if you was actually Assad, why in the world, when Trump said, we're fixing to leave just in a matter of weeks, we're getting out of here, why would you then use chemical weapons to make us stay? That makes no sense at all.
No, and it kind of points the finger at exactly where it should be pointed. As the Bible says, there are those who stir up strife and trouble. And the finger is pointing at the United States. So this is, it's all going to get very, very interesting. Unfortunately, though, it's going to get very violent. And I think when Putin and Obama, believe it or not, when they said world war is inevitable and we can't stop it, they know what the script is. They know that it's scripted to come into play. It's just a question of when, not if. And now we have the trade wars going on. That seems to be escalating, switching over to the economy. And by the way, John Williams, he says, you remember when Trump was running for office, said that the real unemployment rate was around 21-22%? Now he claims it's like 4.2. Well, the real unemployment rate, folks, is 21.7, according to John Williams' shadow stats. And he takes all of the garbage out of their reporting and puts in the real truth. So, and he claims we are leveling off and actually employment is going back down again. So if we get involved in a major trade war with China, this could be the underbelly of the United States. And you and I, Larry, were talking about rare earth minerals. Well, North Korea is filled with it, and it's kind of like an energy war, only it's rare earth, which is used on all high-tech equipment, and that is the ace in the hole for China. What would happen if they just decide not to sell us any? What do we do then?
We're going to be stuck because we don't have a source. We don't have the sources in Africa anymore either, like we used to have, and there's not a lot of sources of rare metals or rare earth metals around the world. I mean, you know, North Korea basically in Africa, certain areas of Africa is the only ones.
Well, here's Trump's comment. This is from Drudge. Trade war fears escalate. China warns arrogant Americans. Trump threatens $100 billion more in tariffs. Pain, he says, will make us much stronger. Well, hopefully, but then one magazine says China can win in one move, and that's the rare earth mineral move. So, yeah, I think this could hit the American people right between the eyes, and they wouldn't even know what happened to them. This is going to get fascinating, and I am worried about April 11th, just simply because of the Lord marking that out in the heavens. Why would he do that unless it really means something? What else have you got on the news?
Well,
I know you've got a lot of earthquakes down your way.
Yeah, we had a 4.5 magnitude earthquake with multiple swarms in north central Oklahoma today, and that, remember, is in that region north of Oklahoma City where that Canadian River, where that methane was spewing out of the river. And something going on there. This is continuous. We're having too many. The last few days, it's really just been continuous.
It makes you wonder if a volcano is not forming like that near-do-well erstwhile noise says that volcanoes will be forming actually literally all over in places never even known for that sort of thing. So, but you guys down there, you have some dormant volcanoes, as I recall, correct?
That's correct. Most people don't know about them because they never realized or searched the history, but there are volcanoes up in this region where I'm at, and I know where one or two of them are. Back in the 1800s, you know, some of them erupted, and, of course, nobody really knows that anymore, and you're not going to hear it on the news much either. Matter of fact, isn't it interesting, Stuart, that every single earthquake we have is simply an earthquake? We don't seem to have volcanic tremors anymore.
Yeah. Things are building. Well, here's another thing that we need to look at, the hurricane season. They've got the new forecast out. After a devastating hurricane season for the United States 2017, forecasters are predicting a near normal to slightly above normal year with between 12 to 15 tropical storms. Of these storms, 6 to 8 are forecast to be becoming hurricanes. 3 to 5 are forecast to become major hurricanes. And let's see. I don't know if they say how many are going to get hit. U.S. named landfalls, possibly 3 or 4. So we could have, you know, we've been having all those storms and everything coming up the East Coast. And it's like nobody says the word, gee, I wonder if we should repent as a nation before the Lord. It doesn't seem like they're connecting it at all. What do you think? That's just my impression. They're not connecting it.
I don't think repentance, I think it is such an archaic word that nobody really realizes what it means anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it doesn't. Before we close here, let me read something. Psalm 143, 1 through 3. This is what America should be doing anyway. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. It's kind of an interesting remark. We closed down the other night by saying that the one thing being left out by all of the modern-day theologies of no matter what denomination you look at was there is no mention of coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says over and over again, come to me, ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And there's many verses like that. But involved in that, Larry and I have talked a lot about portals. In the beginning of the show, we talked about the space-time continuum. And like Larry said, well, who created time? Who created space? The Bible flat out says that the Lord created time, space, energy, matter, life, and spirit. Well, those are pretty much brag items, I guess one could say, from a human perspective. Boy, well, the point is either those kind of statements are absolutely true or they're absolutely false. You can't have it both ways. And so what I'm getting at is we are in a time-space prison. Jesus said we are prisoners. We're locked in. Like Larry said, we're locked into time. We cannot escape it. Well, there is a way you escape it. When a person dies, they escape it. They go into a whole other dimension. We even have pictures now. I think some of them came from Japan in hospital beds, where when at the moment the person expires, just seconds after, they can see this ethereal form rising up out of the body as a vapor, and then it vanishes. So they went through a portal. They go from a physical being into an ethereal being, going through basically a door a door of death. That's the only way out of this time-space continuum, by the way. They can jump all they want, like Larry was saying. They can jump and maybe learn to observe the future or go back in time and observe that. But they really can't. They're not allowed to fool with it, because if they were, then Bible prophecy would not be coming true. And Jesus was very emphatic. Not one jot, not one tittle's ever going to pass from what the prophets all said. And that being the case, then they cannot go back and fool with it, which I think CERN is kind of what it's about. They're going to try and go back if they can and mess with it. But the Lord's never going to allow it. But here's the clue. No man living to be justified. All right, now I want to read to you from Job, and then we'll close down with a final comment. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depths say, it's not in me. And the sea saith, well, it's not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, which is precious onyx, or the sapphire, onyx, I guess it is. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels or fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, or the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, oh, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. Then Isaiah 42:15, and I will bring the blind by a way they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. So there you go. We'll comment on this in another program. We ran out because of time. Any final comments you got, Larry?
Oh, I would just say that people need to keep their eyes on, you know, the rest of this week. Really watch closely, especially with Mueller and the way this is going, because the Torah's got his number. The Torah knows who Mueller is, and it's going to be interesting. But watch Syria also. There's a lot of going on.
Yeah, this thing with Mueller, this is bothersome, because this is an indication, I think, that they've decided they must, absolutely must, take Trump out, as they have attempted to with Netanyahu. But Salman, what are they going to did they make an attempt on him? I believe they did in Vegas when that shooting took place. I think that was cover. What do you think?
Well, that's kind of what seems to come out. And by the way, the reason he got so much heat about the Israel deal is that they tried to, the son of bin Laden and some of the others tried to bring an uprising in Saudi Arabia, and they've kept that very quiet, uprising against Salman.
Uh-huh. So maybe the rumbles that he was, that they were trying to execute him and get rid of him, or have a lot more truth in it than we might know. Stan Deo said, keep your eyes on this guy. We don't know exactly who he is. We don't even really know who Trump is. We don't know exactly what's going on. But the Bible or the Lord did say, just watch and pray always that you stand worthy to stand before the Son of Man and escape all these things that are come to pass. And I guess that's the prayer that should be on everyone's lips, because escape either means being hidden away from the danger, or you are taken out of here before all the trouble really starts. Anyway, we thank everybody for listening, and we'll try to get together here on Wednesday, or maybe sooner if we have an emergency update. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thank everyone for listening. And we'll see you Wednesday if the Lord is willing, and we certainly hope he is. So good night, everyone. Take care. Heads up.